弟兄姊妹平安。
Peace, brothers and sisters.
感谢主，还有一次机会，我们来一同寻求主的心意。
Thank the Lord that once again we have the opportunity to seek the Lord's will.
在我们开始读圣经以前，我们先有祷告。
Before we read the scripture, let's have words of prayers.
天父，我们赞美感谢归给你。
Heavenly Father, we give you praises and thanksgiving.
借着你爱子所成就的救赎，实在是极其荣耀的救赎。
Through the salvation your beloved Son has accomplished, it is truly so glorious.
真是照你的话所说的，我们若忽略这么大的救恩，怎能陶醉呢？
Just like your words have said, that if we neglect such great salvation, how can we escape?
但我们也必须承认，我们来到你面前，总是显出我们的愚昧无知。
But we also confess that as we come before you, we do reveal our foolishness.
若不是你是给智慧和启示的灵，你在你的爱心、在你的忍耐、在你的宽容中不断地开启我们、引导我们。
If not because you have given us the spirit of wisdom and revelation, that you continue to guide us in your endurance and your love.
我们恐怕永远不能明白你的心意，也更不能成为你旨意的见证。
Otherwise, we are not able to understand your will and not able to become the testimony of your will.
我们谢谢你还给我们机会。
We thank you for still give us the opportunity.
我们不知道怎么把握这个机会，但是我们可以把自己奉献交托在你的手中。
We do not know how to take hold of this opportunity, but we are able to consecrate ourselves onto your hand.
我们求你得着我们，抓住我们。
We do pray that you take hold of us, gain us.
要叫我们用我们的方法来跟随或者来遵循你的旨意，我们实在觉得力不能胜。
It's truly that we don't have much strength if we use our own ways or effort to follow you and according to your will.
我们愿意把自己交在你手中，你来得着我们，你引导我们进入你自己荣耀的丰富、荣耀的旨意。
We are willing to commit ourselves unto your hands. May you guide us so we can enter into your riches of your glory and your will.
不管仇敌多诡诈，不管我们所面对的环境多险恶。
Regardless of how tricky the enemy is or how dangerous the environment we face.
我们赞美你，你儿子在十字架上已经打破了撒旦的头。
We praise you for your son on the cross has already crushed the head of Satan.
并且他升上高天，他死而复活，升上高天，掳掠了一切的仇敌。
For he has risen from death, ascended on high, and taken all the captivities captive.
并且坐在天上的宝座，拿着书卷。
And sitting on the heavenly throne, taking the book.
真是天上地上一切的权柄都已经交在我们宝贵的救主的手中。
Truly, all the authority in heaven and earth has already handed into the precious Savior.
不管黑暗的势力是多么的猖狂，但是基督已经得胜。
Regardless of how fierce the power of darkness is, but Christ has already overcome.
仇敌的结局已经定了。
The result of enemy has already been determined.
求你教我们怎样在主你已经成就的得胜中，把你的得胜借着教会、借着圣徒能够见证出来。
Teach us so we can testify through the church and through the saints that your overcoming you have already overcome.
你是那位唯一说话的主。
You are the only Lord who speaks.
你知道我们需要什么话。
You know what kind of words we need.
我们求你敞开天上的窗户，将你教会团体个人需要的话赏赐给我们。
We do pray that you open up the heavenly window and give us the words that we need individually or corporately.
在你的宝血底下，求你使我们能够准确地释放你的话。
So that under your precious blood, do pray that you can help us accurately release your words.
在你圣灵的启示底下，赐给我们准确地领会你的话。
Under the revelation of the Holy Spirit, so we can understand your words accurately.
在你全副的军装底下，不让仇敌有任何的搅扰、攻击、试探。
Under your full armor of God, that do not allow any enemy to have any hindrance or temptation.
主，我们敬拜你，我们赞美你。
We worship you and praise you.
教会是你用重价买赎回来的。
Church is being purchased back by you with a precious price.
今天教会在你面前最主要的目的就是快快装饰整齐来迎接新郎。
For today, the most important purpose of church before you is that we can be quickly be adorned, equipped, and welcome the return of the groom.
求你带领我们进入需要进入的时期。
To pray that you guide us to enter in the truth we shall enter.
求你触摸我们的心。
Do touch our hearts.
使我们可以快跑跟随你。
So we can run after you.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
我们第一段圣经还是读以弗所书六章从十到二十节。
So the first place of scripture will be Book of Ephesians, chapter 6, 10 to 20, verse 10 to 20.
我还有末了的话，你们要靠着主，依赖他的大能大力，做刚强的人。
For the rest, brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the might of his strength.
要穿戴神所赐的全副军装，就能抵挡魔鬼的诡计。
Put on the panoply of God that you may be able to stand against the artifice of the devil.
因我们并不是与属血气的征战，乃是与那些执政的、掌权的、管辖这幽暗世界的，以及天空属灵气的恶魔征战。
Because our struggle is not against blood and flesh, but against principalities, against authorities, against the universal lords of this darkness, against spiritual power of wickedness in the heavenlies.
所以要拿起神所赐的全副军装，好在磨难的日子抵挡仇敌，并且成就了一切还能站立得住。
For this reason, take to you the panoply of God that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having accomplished all things to stand.
所以要站稳了，用真理当作带子束腰，用公义当作护心镜遮胸。
Stand therefore, having girded about your loins with truth, and having put on the breastplate of righteousness.
又用平安的福音做预备，当作预备走路的鞋穿在脚上。
And shod your feet with the preparation of the glad tidings of peace.
此外，又拿着信德当作藤牌，可以灭尽那恶者一切的火箭。
Besides all these, having taken the shield of faith with which you will be able to quench all the inflamed darts of the wicked one.
并戴上救恩的头盔，拿着圣灵的宝剑，就是神的道。
Have also the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is God's word.
靠着圣灵，随时多方祷告祈求，并要在此警醒不倦，为众圣徒祈求。
Praying at all seasons with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching unto this very thing with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints.
也为我祈求，使我得着口才，能以放胆开口讲明福音的奥秘。
And for me, in order that utterance might be given to me in the opening of my mouth to make known the boldness, the mystery of the glad tidings.
我为这福音的奥秘做了带锁链的使者，并使我照着当今的本分放胆讲论。
For which I am an ambassador bound with a chain that I might be bold in it as I ought to speak.
好，第二段的圣经是在罗马书16章第20节。
The second place of scripture is Book of Romans, chapter 16, verse 20.
是平安的神快要将撒旦践踏在你们脚下，愿我主耶稣基督的恩常与你们同在。
But the God of peace shall bruise Satan under your feet shortly. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you.
这句话说是平安的神快要将撒旦践踏在你们的脚下。
Here says, the God of peace shall bruise Satan under your feet shortly.
也就是说，圣徒或者教会在使这个撒旦成为脚凳，是在平安中，神的平安中完成的。
That is church or saints to make the Satan become the footstool is being accomplished under the God of peace.
所以圣徒不但是要得到平安，而且是活在跟平安的神一直同在和一直交通和一直在这个平安的世界里面。
Therefore, the saints not only have to receive peace, but also have to be always under the presence, fellowship, and the reality with the God of peace.
所以我们回到这以弗所书第六章这个属灵的征战。
Therefore, let us return to Book of Ephesians, the spiritual warfare.
在这个征战中，靠着圣灵，随时多方祷告祈求，并要在此警醒不倦。这是应该是我们日常的实际。
So in such spiritual warfare, that praying at all season with all prayer, supplication in the spirit, and watching unto this very thing with all perseverance, this should be our norm.
所以不但是为自己祷告，更要为弟兄姊妹祷告。
Not only pray for ourselves, but we further have to pray for brothers and sisters.
那我们常常遇到的情况是，恐怕我们为自己的祷告都不太多。
What we encounter is actually we don't even pray enough for ourselves.
如果我们没有在主面前，在遇到各种的情况，在主面前祷告到一个地步，能够胜过我们所遇到的那个艰难。
If when we encounter all kinds of circumstances that we are not able to pray to such a point, we can overcome such difficulty.
当弟兄姊妹，当圣徒遇到艰难，遇到一些甚至我们没有经历过，我们不懂的这样的一个情况的时候，请我们祷告，我们好一点的，就是为他两句三句草草了事。
When brothers and sisters face such a difficult situation that when we need to pray for them, that if in better situation that we might just pray in two or three sentences, but very rough.
真正当圣徒遇到特殊的情况或者需要祷告的时候，真是弟兄姊妹摆上心力，摆上时间，摆上力量，能够为他祷告的，他必定是自己在暗中，在祷告中经历主赐给的能力和得胜。
For when brothers and sisters face difficulties, and for those saints who are able to pray for all those difficult situations using the time and strength, it's truly that because those saints have already hidden, have spent so much time in prayers and experienced the victory of the Lord.
所以我为了有一些弟兄姊妹经历一些艰难，甚至不是短期经历艰难，而且是一个艰难一个艰难接着一个艰难的这样的面临。
For some brothers and sisters have encountered so many difficulties, but not just temporarily, but one difficulty after another.
这些弟兄姊妹，我可以亲眼看见他们在为自己祷告，在为圣徒祷告，在这个祷告的灵在他里面的运行是大大的加增。
I have seen the spirit of prayer in those brothers and sisters that have greatly increased. They pray for themselves and they also pray for brothers and sisters.
所以为什么有一些时候我们觉得好像我们在一起祷告的时间总是觉得好像不太够。
So that's why that sometimes we feel the time we gather to pray is never enough.
如果真是这也是就是说太多的人弟兄姊妹聚在一起的时候要同样就是说要我们要很就是说花很长时间祷告呢常常我们会觉得这个我们就是我们就有了负担好像卸得不够完全。
Sometimes when there are many brothers and sisters gathered to pray, that we actually feel our burden is not able to be fully released.
所以这里靠着圣灵，这是所以这个祷告的启动是圣灵，靠着圣灵，随时多方祷告祈求，这是一个宝贵的学习。
Therefore, the motivation to pray is by the Spirit, and therefore praying at all seasons with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit is a very precious learning.
而且不是一次祷告，还要警醒不倦。
And not just pray once, but watching unto this very thing with perseverance.
这是说明这样的祷告的人，他是真正在活在圣灵的同在，他能够顺服圣灵的一个实际里面。
That means that those people who pray this way can truly according to the Holy Spirit and dwell in the reality of the Holy Spirit.
所以这个是一个非常重要的学习。
So it's a very important learning.
如果我们为自己祷告没有负担，如果我们为着圣徒祷告没有负担，下面十九二十节为着神的旨意的侍奉的祷告，我们是一定没有负担。
If we do not have burden to pray for ourselves, nor do we have the burden to pray for brothers and sisters, then, according to verse 20, we definitely do not have burden to pray according to the Lord's will service.
如果我们这个参加祷告聚会，目的只是为着我有事情我才要来参加祷告，其实这个我们没有办法进祷告的指示。
If the purpose we join prayer meeting is only because I need something, I need the prayers, and then definitely we cannot serve the ministry of prayer.
那表示基督的身量在我们身上没有长大。
That means the capacity of Christ has not grown in us.
所以这是一个我们彼此提醒，互相在主面前这一个鼓励的话。
So that's something we remind one another and encourage each other.
不要等到我们真是到了这个怎么讲走投无路的时候，我们才觉得需要自己祷告，或者需要请弟兄姊妹祷告。
Let's not wait until we come to an end of ourselves, then we realize we need to pray for ourselves or ask brothers and sisters to pray for us.
所以参加祷告聚会的弟兄姊妹，不是这个时间太多，不是他们这个闲着没有事情干。
Therefore, those brothers and sisters who attend a prayer meeting is not because they have so much time and have nothing to do.
他们实在是看见教会、圣徒、神的旨意需要有足够的祷告。
They truly have seen that the church, the saints, and for God's will, that truly needs a lot of prayers.
但有一个祷告呢，是我们怕常常忽略。
But there is one kind of prayer which we often neglect.
这里就是在十五节说，用平安的福音当作预备走路的鞋，穿在脚上。
That is verse 15, and shut your feet with the preparation of the glad tidings of peace.
也就是说，你是不是曾经为着你的平安在主面前认真的祷告？
That is whether you have very seriously prayed for your peace before the Lord.
我们知道在这段话里面是告诉我们说，个别的圣徒、教会的全体是一定面临属灵的征战。
We know that in all those verses tell us that individual saints and also corporately definitely will face spiritual warfare.
但是在这个征战中呢，主已经应许给他，主已应许给能力，主也应许我们，把我们在主也把我们事实上带到在主里面，所以可以成为一个有能力的人。
But in such warfare, our Lord already promised that He will give us the strength and also guide us to be in the Lord, so we can be strong.
而且呢，主也把全副的军装是给他的儿女。
And God has also given the full armor of God to his children.
所以不管仇敌有什么诡计，你在主的同在，在全副的军装底下， 都能站立得住。
So regardless of what kind of artifice of the devil has, that under the full panoply of God, we are able to stand.
在这段圣经也告诉我们，我们现在所处的日子的特性叫做磨难的日子，或者说是邪恶的日子。
And in those verses also tell us that the special characteristics of the days we are in right now are the evil day.
所以在这邪恶的日子里面，仇敌就是要叫圣徒没有平安。
So in such evil day, the enemy is to let the saints without peace.
因为圣徒没有平安，圣徒到教会就不会把平安带到教会中。
Because the saints do not have peace, therefore when they come to the church, they will not bring peace with them to the church.
但是呢，主却是把平安已经给跟随他的人。
But Lord already has given peace to those who follow him.
对于凡是跟主有正常关系的，他应当是一直在基督的平安里面。
Therefore, all those who have the normal relationship with Christ, they shall always be in the peace of Christ.
对，因为有这个平安，所以虽然是处在这个磨难的日子、邪恶的日子的里面，但是仍然能够抵挡仇敌，并且站立得住。
Because of having such peace, therefore, even though in the evil day, but they are able to withstand and stand.
我不晓得弟兄姊妹，你是不是这样的经历。
I don't know if you have such an experience.
但是我自己看到许多圣徒的经历，就是当他正在平安的来跟随主的时候，这仇敌他就用尽各种的方法来冲击，使这个本来在平安里面的圣徒呢，他失去了平安，或者离开了这个平安的脚步。
What I've seen is when there are many saints have been following the Lord in peace, but the enemy uses all kinds of ways to attack, and therefore those saints lose their peace.
所以平安这个问题应该是圣徒经常经历的问题。
Therefore, the issue of peace should be something that all the saints should experience very often.
但是主确实要叫圣徒能够真正在基督的平安里面来继续的跟随主，来完成神的旨意。
And the Lord would like the saints to continue to be in the peace of Christ, to follow the Lord and accomplish His will.
所以一面我们所在的日子的特性，或者我们生活的特性，是在仇敌各种的诡计，或者是在实际的这像这种这征战，像这种摔跤的征战底下，但是主却把平安给跟随他的圣徒。
So even though that in the days we are in are the evil days, that although we are under the artifice of the enemy, or even in all those evil days, but the Lord gave us the peace of God to follow Him.
但并不是说主把平安给我们，就叫我们每天呢，就是蒙头大睡，反正就是我有平安，我就这个躺在这个。我觉得舒服的状态底下，不在乎神的旨意要成就什么。
But it does not mean that as God gave us the peace, that we just sleep all day and we don't even care about God's will.
这里是特别的告诉我们说，在磨难的日子里面抵挡仇敌，并且还要成就的一切，而且还能够站立得住。
Here especially tell us that we will be able to withstand in the evil day and having accomplished all things to stand.
对，其中有一个学习就是我们要用平安的福音当作预备走路的鞋穿在脚上。
So one of the learning is that shod your feet with the preparation of the glad tidings of peace.
也就是说圣徒走的路应该是平安的路。
That is, the way the saints shall walk shall be the way of peace.
圣徒所到的地方是把基督的平安，把神的平安带到那个地方。
The places where saints go to shall bring about the peace of Christ, peace of God to that place.
所以蒙恩得救的圣徒，他回到他的家中，他应该是把基督的平安带到他的家中。
So the saints saved by grace, when they return home, they shall bring the peace of Christ back home.
圣徒在 工作中，在工作的环境中，应当有基督的平安在那里丰满的同在。
For the saints in the working environment, there should be the presence of the peace of Christ.
圣徒的交通，圣徒的互动，应当是在基督的平安里面来互动。
The fellowship and interaction of the saints should be under the peace of Christ.
对圣徒的侍奉，在教会里面的侍奉，应该是把平安带进来的侍奉，而不是把搅动、把黑暗带进来。
And the ministry and the services of the saints in the church shall bring in peace and shall not bring in all those darkness or disturbance.
我们需要注意哈，平安不是妥协哈。
We need to pay attention that peace does not mean compromise.
啊，常常我们用平安，我们想到平安，我们就是啊，退一步就平安，那不是真平安。
When we think of peace, we might thought that to take one step back might be peace, but it's not so.
平安只单单属于神自己。
Peace only belongs to God Himself.
所以平安呢，所以这个神他有另神有一个称呼叫做平安的神。
So one of the God's name is the God of Peace.
所以圣徒如果他活在平安里面，这他活在这个神的平安里面，那是表示他跟神的关系是平安的，是和谐的。
So when the saints are living under the peace of God, that means their relationship with God is peaceful and harmonized.
并且他能够接受神一切的带领，神禁止他，他能接受神的禁止。
And he's able to receive all the guidance from the Lord, and if God forbids him, then he's able to receive such forbidden.
我们的天然人就是有这样的问题，没办法被禁止。
Our natural man have such issue that we cannot be forbidden.
如果有人跟我们这个天然人的意识相反，我们一定要，你让我一天睡不着觉，我就让你一个礼拜睡不着觉。
If someone is against our natural will, then if that person makes me not able to sleep one night, then I'll make that person not able to sleep for one week.
但是跟平安的神有和谐的关系，就是神叫他停下来，他就能停下来。
But when having a harmonized relationship with the God of peace, that is, when God asks the person to stop, he's able to stop.
因为神的意念高过人的意念。
For God's thoughts are higher than our thoughts.
神的道路高过人的道路。
And God's ways are higher than ours.
许多时候神叫我们停的时候，我们在天然人或者在我们这个人的悟性上是不能立即明白的。
Very often when God asks us to stop, that we actually cannot understand with our natural person or our will.
但是当神禁止的时候，神是把平安给那个能够接受神禁止的人，让他活在平安里面。
But when God asks the person to stop, God gives the peace to the one who's able to understand and make him to live in his peace.
但神也是有时候会，神也是在他旨意要通行的时候，他需要我们行动。
But also when God's will needs to go, needs a way out, he would like us to move on.
被能够被神在平安的神引导的，所以他即使行动的时候，他也是在平安中行动。
So when one is able to be guided by the God of peace, even when he moves on, then he moves on with in the peace.
因为是在平安中行动，所以他所带来的是神的平安。
For because he moves on with in the peace, therefore he brings about the peace of God.
啊，我们天然人没有这样的本事。
Our natural man does not have such ability.
我们天然人常常发生一个情况，就是我们不行动，大家都相安无事。
Our natural man, what often happens with us is that when we don't do anything, then everyone seems to be fine.
但是一旦我们天然人一行动的时候，大家鸡飞狗跳。
But whenever our natural man takes action, then everything becomes a mess.
所以这不是神的平安所带来的行动。
That is not the action came about from the God's peace.
人的平安带来的行动一定是把神的平安带到那个行动当中，带到所到之处，带到所做的事情上。
The action that comes about from the peace of God should definitely bring in the peace among the things that he's doing and the place he go.
平安也是属于基督的。
And peace also belongs to Christ.
基督就是神的受膏者。
Christ is the anointed one of God.
对我们主耶稣他在地上无论什么时候，除了他在十字架上那个他说我的神我的神为什么 离弃我这个之外，他的充满了神的平安在他身上。
So our Lord Jesus Christ, when he was upon the earth, besides the time that when he was upon the cross, he said, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Besides this time, that every other time that he was full of God's peace.
对，不管他遇什么挑战，不管他受什么攻击，不管他受什么搅扰，他里面满了平安。
So regardless of what kind of challenge or attacks or disturbance he faced, actually that within him was full of peace.
所以在主耶稣他，主耶稣在约翰福音第十四章，他要被钉十字架，他要离开这个地上。
So when our Lord Jesus, that before he was crucified on the cross, before he left the world,
他说：“我把我的平安，就是基督的平安，给你们，给门徒。”
He said, "I have given you the my peace, which is the peace of Christ to the disciples."
所以，如果我们是真是基督的门徒，我们应当是常常活在基督的平安里下。
Therefore, if we are truly the disciples of Christ, we shall always live in the peace of Christ.
所以因为在基督的平安底下，所以呢，我们的一切的行动也好，说话也好，或者遇事情的各种的反应也好，就像主耶稣，像基督跟父的那样的一个那个互动的模式。
Because we're under the peace of Christ, therefore, when we encounter things, our reactions, our talk, or our actions shall be just like the peace of Christ being interaction with Father.
平安也是圣灵带给我们的。
And peace is also brought with by the Holy Spirit.
所以如果我们跟圣灵的关系不好，
Therefore, if we do not have the good relationship with the Holy Spirit,
也就是说我们体贴肉体，不体贴圣灵。
If we mind the things of flesh, not mind the things of the spirit.
我们跟圣灵做对抗的话，我们的里面所显出来的是死在我们身上。
If we are against the Holy Spirit, then what reveals is death upon us.
那如果我们真的是很单纯专一的顺服圣灵，
If we truly just very purely and simply follow the Holy Spirit,
所以体贴圣灵就是生命和平安。
Therefore, mind the things of spirit is life and peace.
所以主要我们把平安的福音当作穿在，当作预备走路的鞋穿在脚上。
Therefore, the Lord would like us shed our feet with the preparation of the glad tidings of peace.
也就是说，圣徒走的路应该是平安的路。
That means the way the saint walk should be the way of peace.
所以这个是我们在主面前需要问问我们自己，是不是真的走在平安的路上。
So that is before the Lord, we really have to ask ourselves, are we truly walking on the way of peace?
我们不用去定罪别人有没有走在平安的路上。
We do not need to condemn others whether they walk on the way of peace.
当我们真的走在平安的路上的时候，主就知道怎么教我们去面对，去处理，或者去应付各种的情况。
When we truly walk on the way of peace, then the Lord will teach us how to take care or manage or interact with all kinds of circumstances.
对，当我们走在平安的路上的时候，我们不管是主派我们 去面对福音朋友，或者主给我们跟圣徒能够有在一起的交通互动，
So when we truly walk in on the way of peace, then whether it's the Lord asking us to face the gospel friends or when we interact and fellowship with the saints.
那我们呢，都一起能够经历，一起享受主给的平安。
Then together we can experience and enjoy the peace from the Lord.
啊，那这里有一段圣经哈，这个在路加福音第十章，我们稍微读一下。
Let's read the Gospel of Luke chapter 10.
第十章第三节开始，你们去吧。我猜你们出去，如同羊羔进入狼群里，你进入狼里。
Start from verse 3. Go, behold, I send you forth as lambs in the midst of wolves.
不要带钱囊，不要带口袋，不要带鞋，在路上也不要问人的安。
Carry neither purse nor scrip nor sandals and salute no one on the way.
无论进哪一家，先要说愿这一家平安。
And into whatsoever house you enter, first say peace to this house.
那里若有当得平安的人，或者说是有平安之子，你们所求的平安就必临到那家，不然就归于你们了。
And if a son of peace be there, your peace shall rest upon it, and if not, it shall turn to you again.
这里讲到说，圣徒或者门徒被主差去这个到就是做福音的服事。
So here talks about when the saints or the disciples are being sent by the Lord to preach the gospel.
所以呢，圣徒是带着主的平安跟他走的。
So the saints go with the peace of the Lord.
他到了那里呢，他进哪一家，他要把平安带到那一家。
And whatsoever the house they enter, they should bring peace into that house.
那第六节说，那里若有当得平安的人，或者说平安之子。
And verse 6, and if son of peace be there.
那在马太福音的第十章就讲到，那一段话讲到就是，若有配得平安的人。
So in Gospel of Matthew chapter 10, in that place mentioned if there are those who are worthy to receive peace.
所以不管是配得平安人或者平安之子，如果有的话，那门徒带来的平安就会让那一个人或那个家得到。
So whether it's those who are worthy of peace or the son of peace, the peace brought about by the disciples shall be received by that house.
如果他们是拒绝平安的人，
if they are those rejected peace,
那他们得不到平安，但是这个平安仍然是在这个被差派的门徒或者圣徒的身上。
Then that house cannot receive peace, but the peace is still with those who are the disciples being sent.
所以这样的经历应当是在圣徒当中常常发生的。
So this kind of experience shall often happen among the saints.
我们应当是常常在神的平安，在基督的平安里面的人。
We shall always be someone in the peace of God and the peace of Christ.
我们也应当是那一位神所差派，能够把平安带到教会中，把平安带到这些福音朋友身上的人。
And we should also be those who are being sent by God so we can bring the peace to the gospel friends or to church.
但是我们所遇到的对象，如果他配得平安，或者他是平安之子，他就能够一起经历，或者一起能够在神的平安里面来一起，我们能够享受神的同在或者神的一切的工作。
But if those of us we meet, if they are worthy of peace and or the son of peace, then together they can experience and also enjoy in the fellowship of God's peace.
但是如果对方他不配的，他或者他拒绝的，那平安不会在他身上，但平安还是在这个门徒或者这个神所差派的人身上。
But if the person is not worthy of peace or is or rejects such peace, then actually peace is still upon the disciples that's being sent.
恐怕有时候我们遇到的情况是，我们没有真正在神的平安里面。
Sometimes the situation we encounter is that we ourselves are not in the actual peace of God.
或者许多的情况就是基督的平安不是我的平安，我的平安就像世界人所讲的平安一样。
Or very often is that the peace of Christ is not my peace. My peace is actually just like the peace that worldly people talks about.
所以如果遇到有撞击或者有挑战，不但对方没有平安，连我这个人呢也跟着没平安了。
So when I face all the impacts or challenges, not only the other person lose peace, but even myself lose peace together with that person.
这只是显明我们跟基督的关系，我们跟父神的关系不够好。
And that just reveals our relationship with the Father and with Christ is not well.
而且呢，我们的顺服圣灵的学习不够深入。
And also the learning of obeying the Holy Spirit is not deep enough.
所以这是一个很宝贵的学习。
So this is a very precious learning.
所以我们彼此鼓励，当我们圣徒聚集在一起的时候，不管是聚会也好，或者是侍奉也好，应当是把平安带到这个圣徒当中。
So let us encourage one another that when we gather together, that whether it's serving together or fellowship, then we should bring peace among the saints.
如果我们为着某些特殊的目的，那个目的可能达到了，但是圣徒之间已经没有神的平安，没有基督的平安，圣灵在当中不能运行，那我们的亏损是 无法计算。
If for a certain purpose we have, if we accomplish such purpose, but if we lose the peace of God and the peace of Christ, then actually such loss is out of our own calculation.
我再强调一次，平安不是妥协。
Once again, let me emphasize that peace is not compromise.
我们常常用妥协来代替来把它当做一个平安的管道，这不是正路。
We often use compromise to be instead of having the way of peace. That is not the right way.
平安是属于神的，平安是属于基督的。
Peace is of God and is of Christ.
平安是在圣灵里面的。
And peace is in the Holy Spirit.
所以如果基督做头，如果神在教会中显出他是一切的主宰，那一定是有平安。
So if Christ is the head and God reveals that he is the head of all things in church, then there must be peace.
这个我们再看主耶稣他这个离开这世界以前，他告诉门徒这么一句话。
So before our Lord left the world, he told the disciples this verse.
他在16章约翰福音16章33节这样说。
John chapter 16 verse 33.
我将这些事告诉你们，是叫你们在我里面有平安。在世上你们有苦难，但你们可以放心，我已经胜了世界。
These things have I spoken to you, that in me you might have peace. In the world you have tribulation, but be of good courage, I have already overcome the world.
所以主耶稣他在被钉十字架以前，他已经先把他的平安给了门徒。
So before our Lord was crucified on the cross, he has already given his peace to his disciples.
但他也明明地告诉圣徒说，在世界上有苦难。
But he also very clearly told the disciples that they are tribulation in the world.
所以并不是说因为有平安就不会遇到苦难的事情。
So it does not mean that because there's peace and will not encounter tribulation.
但这宝贵的一句话就是说，主说你可以放心，你们可以放心，我已经胜了世界。
But what's precious is that our Lord say that be of good courage, I have already overcome the world.
所以主不但是把平安给圣徒，主也把他的得胜在平安里面给这些圣徒。
Therefore, our Lord does not only give his peace to the saints, but also he gives the victory in his peace to the saints.
对，因为有平安，基督的平安， 又有基督的得胜，所以在苦难当中，主要让圣徒来胜过这一切所遭遇的情况。
Because there's the peace of Christ and the victory of Christ, and therefore in all the tribulation, the saint is able to overcome.
好，那我们再看另外一段圣经。
So let's look at another place of scripture.
这是主在这个复活的那天晚上向门徒显现的那段。
And that's the place where on the day of resurrection, the night of resurrection, he appeared to the disciples.
20章，约翰福音20章19节。
Gospel book of John chapter 20 verse 19.
那日就是七日的第一日，晚上，门徒所在的地方因怕犹太人，门都关了。耶稣来，站在当中，对他们说，愿你们平安。
When therefore it was evening on that day, which was the first day of the week, and the door shut where the disciples were, through fears of the Jews, Jesus came and stood in the midst and said to them, Peace be to you.
说了这话，就把手和肋旁指给他们看，门徒看见主就喜乐了。
And having said this, he showed to them his hands and his side. The disciples rejoiced therefore, having seen the Lord.
然后21节说，耶稣又对他们说，愿你们平安，父怎样差遣了我，我也照样差遣你们。
Jesus said therefore again to them, Peace be to you, as the Father sent me forth, I also send you.
说的这话，就向他们吹一口气说，你们受圣灵。
And having said this, he breathed into them and says to them, Receive the Holy Spirit.
你们赦免谁的罪，谁的罪就赦免了，你们留下谁的罪，谁的罪就留下。
Whosoever sins you remit, they are remitted to them. Whosoever sins you retain, they are retained.
所以在这里可以看到主在复活中向门徒显现。
So here we see that the Lord appeared to the disciples in his resurrection.
所以这里似乎提醒我们，这个平安是带着复活的权柄和能力的。
So therefore, it seems to remind us that this peace comes with the resurrection and power.
所以，如果这复活的权柄能力在圣徒身上，那圣徒呢，那些忧愁就要从他身上出去。
Therefore, the power and authority of resurrection is upon the saints, then the sorrows of the saints shall be removed.
那这里在第二次又提到主说愿他们平安。
And here secondly, here once again mentioned peace be to you.
但这里呢是主对门徒做差遣的工作。
But here the Lord is sending the disciples.
对，所以如果说是我们能够受主的差遣，也应当是在平安中，也是一个成为把平安能够送出去的那样的神所使用的器皿。
Therefore, if we are being sent by the Lord, then we shall be in peace and also be the vessels that can send out the peace.
所以这个人，这样的人身上是有权柄的。
On such person, there is authority.
是圣灵的权柄。
The authority of the Holy Spirit.
所以这是我们在主面前需要注意的。
So that's something we need to pay attention before the Lord.
然后呢，这个在使徒行传第十章的哥尼流家里的情况。
And in Book of Acts chapter 10, in the house of Cornelius.
那时候彼得已经到了哥尼流的家里。
At that time, Peter already arrived at the house of Cornelius.
然后哥尼流已经跟他就是这些问安的什么都已经过了，彼得起来讲话。
Already after Cornelius greet Peter, and Peter stood up to speak.
所以彼得一开始讲是什么呢？他说：“原来，他说我真看出神是不偏待人。”
And Peter opening his mouth said, "Of a truth, I perceive that God is no respecter of person."
原来各国中那敬畏主行义的人都为主所悦纳。
But in every nation, he that fears him and works righteousness is acceptable to him.
第36节说，神借着耶稣基督，他是万有的主，传和平的福音，将这道赐给以色列人。
Verse 36, the word which he sent to the sons of Israel, preaching peace by Jesus Christ, he is the Lord of all things.
所以这里讲到说，主耶稣基督 这彼得还一开始宣告主耶稣他来到地上呢，他是把平安，把平安的福音来带给这个世人的。
So here Peter proclaimed that Jesus Christ came upon the earth is to preach the peace, the gospel of peace to the world.
所以我们如果是主的门徒，来照主的旨意侍奉，照主的旨意来侍奉。
Therefore, if we are the disciples of the Lord and serve according to His will,
那我们也应该像主一样，所到之处都把主的平安，把神的平安带到那个地方。
So we shall be just like the Lord, that wherever we go, that we shall bring the peace of the Lord, peace of God to that place.
但是我们需要注意到我们所在的路，我们所在的情况是什么情况。
But we have to pay attention to what kind of circumstances we are in.
在这个罗马书第三章里面这么段话。
There's this verse in Book of Romans, chapter 3.
这里讲到就是从第九节开始。
Start from verse 9.
这却怎么样呢？我们比他们强吗？绝不是。因我们已经证明犹太人和希利尼人都在罪恶之下。
What then are we better? No, in no wise, for we have before charged both Jews and Greeks with being all under sin.
就如经上所记，没有义人，连一个都没有。
According as it is written, there is not a righteous man, not even one.
没有明白的，没有寻求神。
There is not a man that understands, there's not one that seeks after God.
都是偏离正路，一同变为无用，没有行善的，连一个都没有。
All have gone out of the way, they have together become unprofitable. There is not one that practices goodness, there is not so much as one.
他们的喉咙是敞开的坟墓，他们用舌头弄诡诈，嘴唇里有毁舌的毒气。
Their throat is an open sepulchre, and their tongues they have used deceit. Apes' poison is under their lips.
满口是咒骂苦毒。
Whose mouth is full of cursing and bitterness.
他人流血，他们的脚飞跑。
Swift their feet to shed blood.
我经过的路变形残害暴虐的事。
Ruin and misery are there in their ways.
平安的路他们未曾知道。
And the way of peace they have not known.
他们的眼中不怕神。
There is no fear of God before their eyes.
所以这里给我们看到这个不管是犹太人也好，希利尼人也好，这里讲的是全世界所有的人。
So here talks about whether Jews or Greeks, here talks about the people of the entire world.
如果没有得救的话，平安的路都是不知道的。
For those have not yet been saved, the way of peace they have not known.
但是如果我们没有跟主有一个对的关系，我们也没有办法显明我们已经知道了平安的路。
But if we do not have the right relationship with God, then also we cannot reveal we have already known the way of peace.
所以这是我们原来的光景。
That's our origin, condition.
我们没有得救的时候，只是不知道我们是在那么糟糕的情况底下。
Before we believed the Lord, we just did not realize we were in such very worse as they.
我们就算得救了，但是我们如果没有跟主有一个对的关系，我们有时候还暴露出这些的情形在我们身上，那显明我们原来的情况是怎样。
Even if after we are saved, but if we do not have the right relationship with the Lord, then we reveal we are under such worse condition. We just reveal that how our original condition was.
所以我们刚才看到这个穿上平安福音的鞋。
Therefore, as we read, shut on your feet with the gospel of the peace of the glad tidings.
那我们如果真的穿上平安福音的鞋，我们应当是在平安中来面对各种的情况。
If we truly have shed our feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace, then we should be able to face all kinds of circumstances in peace.
那在罗马书第五章里面就讲到这里蒙恩得救的人。
In Book of Romans chapter 5 talks about those who are saved by grace.
而我们既因信称义, 就借着我们主耶稣基督得与神相合。
Therefore, having been justified on the principle of faith, we have peace towards God through our Lord Jesus Christ.
这里讲的相合就是有平安。That
is to have peace.
所以就是我们活在神的平安里面。That
is we live in the peace of God.
但是在这一段话里面，你就发现，在这个平安里面，我们是需要，我们会面对一些情况的。
But in this verse, we realize that we will face some situation in such peace.
那这些情况呢，是见证救恩在我们身上是浩大的。
And all those situations testify how great is the salvation upon us.
第一个情况就是，我们在平安里面，神呢，我们也在恩典当中。 使得我们可以欢欢喜喜盼望神的荣耀。So
first situation is that when we are in the peace and God also let us be in his grace, so we can boast in the hope of the glory of God.
这个欢欢喜喜就是刚才这个姊妹翻译的这个夸口的这个字。So
it's actually to boast.
我不晓得弟兄姊妹你是不是经历过这个。
I don't know if brothers and sisters have such experience.
你是不是当你在主给的平安，在你主给你的启示和认识里面，你可以开始能够指着神的荣耀来夸口，或者在神的荣耀中是蛮有盼望的。I
don't know if you have such experience that when in God's peace and under the revelation understanding provided by God, you are able to boast and have such hope of God's glory.
所以进入这个情况是在平安中进入的，不是人把你打进去的。Therefore,
entering into such condition is to enter in the peace, not just someone just bring you into.
所以不但是如此，所以这个盼望，这个神盼望神的人，这个盼望呢，它是能经得起考验的。Not
only that, this hope of the glory of God is able to endure challenges.
所以这考验就是什么？就是在患难中也要夸口。So
what kind of challenge is that? That is to boast in the tribulation.
这里讲的话是很精简，但是经历呢却不是一天两天的事情。So
even though what's being spoken of here is very simple to the point, but to such experience is not just we cannot just experience it in 1 or 2 days.
能比如说。 这个盼望神的荣耀，指着神的荣耀夸口，这个我们可能进到这个状态。So
to boast in the hope of the glory of God, it might be we enter into such situation.
但是我们可能遇到刚刚进入，然后一个艰难来，我们的盼望就失去了，或者说那个夸口呢，就从我们身上我们就闭嘴了。But
it might be that as we just enter into such situation, but the tribulation comes and we lose such hope or boast.
但是神让我们反复的经历许多的情况，就让我们逐渐的进入到，就是在患难中也会指着神夸口，也会指着那个盼望来夸口。But
the Lord allows us to enter to encounter so many situations and over again that even in the tribulation we are able to boast and also boast in the hope of the glory of God.
主是给我们平安，让我们在平安中可以查验我们所信的，或者神旨意所托付给我们的，到底是实际上是什么。God
has given us the peace so that in peace we can examine what is the entrustment from God and also what exactly is what he has given us.
那主也允许一些患难临到我们。
And also the Lord also allows some tribulation to come upon us.
这些患难临到我们，是叫我们你心里已经接受的，已经明白的，你测验一下，是你是真的接受了吗？你是真的明白的吗？你是真的这样来跟随主吗？
So those tribulation is to examine us whether from what we understand is truly we understand or we have received or is truly we follow the Lord this way.
如果不是，那可能那些的情况一发生之后， 我们就说，我们跟主说再见，或者说不见，我们这不是这个我拒绝。
If not, then when those circumstances happen, it might be that we just say no, or even say bye, or even reject the Lord.
但是如果你像彼得一样，当许多的门徒，都离开主的时候。
If you are like Peter when many disciples left the Lord.
彼得就说，那主耶稣问彼得说，你要走吗？你要走就走吧。
And Lord Jesus asked Peter, say that, do you also leave? If so, you can leave.
彼得说，哦，我不能走，因为你有永生之道，我还跟从谁呢？
Peter told the Lord that I will not leave, for because you have the words of eternal life, who else shall I follow?
虽然他后面还会失败，但是他里面有一个实在的，那个属灵的实在已经在他里面已经建立了，已经成型了，或者已经产生了一个永恒的影响力在他身上。
Even though he still failed later on, but actually what's in him is the reality which already has established and be formed and have such great impact upon him.
所以这一些东西就慢慢使圣徒能够在即使在患难中，你也可以指着神的荣耀，指着盼望来夸口的。
So all these things, even in to allow the saints, even in tribulations, they can still boast and boast in the hope of the glory of God.
甚至在认识上，就是里面的认识上不断的增长。
And also in terms of knowing within can keep grow.
这个增长都是在人深处的，人里面。
And this kind of growth is in the depths of man.
就是患难生忍耐，这个生这个字是一个工作，是患难成为一个工作，把忍耐做在我们身上。
Tribulation works endurance upon us.
那这个忍耐这个字，它的来源就是，是不离开这个等于属于原来所在的境况。
So endurance, the original text is that it does not depart from the original state.
在中文的声音，在圣经中文的翻译，忍耐有好几个词。
In the Chinese translation of endurance, there are a lot of different translations.
那这边这个词呢，是你不离开你所在的这个属灵的实际，或者属灵的状态，或者属灵的。属给你摆的这样的一个情况。
So here, this translation is that you do not deviate from the situation or the spiritual condition the Lord has placed you in.
你知道我们这个人是很容易离开的。
You know that we are someone can easily deviate and leave.
因为我们这个人本身就没有那个忍耐，我们就是我们根不深的话，我们就很容易，只要什么东西一冲击，我们就不会站在原地。
For we don't have much endurance if we don't have deep roots. Then whenever there is the great impact, then we're not able to stand on the same position.
那还有另外一个词呢，它的来源的原文呢是远离感觉，魂的感觉。
And another translation, the original text can be deviate from the feeling.
所以这里不是讲的那个，这里是讲到我们继续留在原地的这种忍耐。
So here talks about the endurance is that we continue to stand firm in the same place.
所以患难它是成为一种工作，把这个忍耐做在圣徒的身上。
So tribulation becomes a work that works endurance upon the saints.
然后忍耐呢，再继续把它做成忍耐中的老练的忍耐。
And endurance continue to work to become the experience.
那这个老练呢，在继续被做工到一个地步，那个盼望从头脑的知识，或者说变成你生命中的一个实际，或者生命中的动力。
And experience continue to work into hope. That is to work the head knowledge to become the reality in your life.
而且甚至到一个地步呢，这个盼望呢，别人可能都拒绝这个盼望，别人可甚至批评这个盼望，别人甚至觉得你这个盼望是很傻的盼望。
And even to the point that it might be others reject such hope, or they might criticize or think this kind of hope is so foolish.
但是，盼望却不至于羞耻。
But hope does not make ashamed.
这些都是有那一个极深的平安在里面所逐渐的这个把它建立起来的。
That is with the very deep peace within that is to be built up by this peace.
如果跟神没有一个平安的关系，这不会在那个圣徒身上成就什么东西的。
If without having a relationship of peace with God, then it cannot be working upon the saints.
我们看许多的圣徒，他们这个为了主的缘故，甚至牺牲了生命。他们那个先生，我们是看到外面的，在他里面有一个强大的能力或者强大的平安在他里面。
We see that there have been so many saints that they sacrifice even their lives for the Lord. And although what we see is outside that they lose their life, but actually what's within them, there's such strong peace within.
对，就是在这样的情况底下，那个对着神的爱的那个经历，那是远超过语言可以叙述的。
And under such circumstances, the experience of the love of God is surpassing what man can describe.
对，这段话讲到神的爱在我们就是说还是罪人的时候就为我们死，这个我们都知道，但是我们那个真正那个有深度的那个爱的经历呢，恐怕还可以被神大大的提升。
So although we all know that in due time Christ has died for the ungodly, however, actually the depths of our understanding can even have further to be uplifted by the Lord.
所以在平安中那个有深度的去经历神的爱。
So that is in peace we canhave deeper experience of God's love.
并且在平安中呢，来见证主耶稣的宝血是何等的宝贵。
And in peace, we can testify how precious is the precious blood of the Lord Jesus.
在罗马书第五章第九、第十节，似乎是一个关键的经节。
So in Book of Romans chapter 5 verse 9 and 10, it seems to be a critical scripture.
在第九节说，现在我们既借着他的，既靠着他的血称义，就更要借着他免去神的愤怒。
Much rather, therefore, having been now justified in the power of his blood, we shall be saved by him from wrath.
啊，这个中文的翻译免去哈，是好像很轻描淡写。
In Chinese, this translation, saved by him from wrath seems to be described very lightly.
但是这里这个免去这个免这个字呢，其实就是救恩拯救的那个字。
So actually this word is save.
其实我们当弟兄姊妹一起读到启示录或者其他的经卷讲到神的愤怒羔羊的愤怒的时候，
When we read the book of Revelation or in other books talking about the wrath of God or the wrath of the Lamb,
你就发现没有人承受得起。
We find that nobody can bear it.
那这里讲说，把我们从神的愤怒中拯救出来，从神的审判中拯救出来。
That is to be saved by him from wrath or from his judgment.
那罗马书第就是罗马书讲到罪，在第五章十一节以前，英文的翻译或者原文的意思大概就是都是英文的话就是复数的罪。
So when Book of Romans talk about sins, prior to Book of Romans chapter 5 verse 11, it's all plural, which are with the s sins.
所以这里讲到就是罪的行为或者罪的果子，或者就是说这些就做出来的犯罪的东西。
So those are the deeds or the fruit of sins.
罪的工价不但是死，罪的受罪的死，这个面临罪的审判呢，有神的愤怒在后头。
So the wages of sins is not only death, but also there's the judgment of the wrath of God.
如果想要去看那个罪的细目呢，罗马书第一章描述的非常多。
So we can see the details of things in Book of Romans chapter 1.
但是 在罗马书这个第五章十二节以后，十一节以后呢，用到罪这个字呢，是集合名词，是个单数的词。
But starting from Book of Romans chapter 5 verse 11, when talking about sin, that's singular.
那就是说他讲的是罪的生命、罪的能力、罪的权势。
Which talks about the life, power, life and the power of sin.
对，他这里讲到，然后第十节就一个很关键的分辨。
And in verse 10, there's a very key separation.
对，第九节说是这个就是从神的愤怒中这个得拯救，是靠着羔羊的宝血，主耶稣的宝血。
So verse 9 says that we shall be saved by him from wrath is by the precious blood of the Lamb of the Lord.
那这个他讲的是这个，就是说我们针对的是那个行出来的那个罪的行动。
That's to target the deeds of sins.
但是果子呢，都是因为通常是因为有树，所以树代表那个生命的本身。
But to have fruit is because there's a tree, and the tree represents the life itself.
那第十节呢，就是告诉我们这个解决呢这个树的问题，解决生命的问题，解决权势的问题。
So verse 10 tells us that's the resolve the issue of life, resolve the issue of the power.
所以他说，因为我们做仇敌的时候，且借着神儿子的死，得与神和好，既已和好，就更要因他的生，这个生是讲到生命，得拯救。
For if being enemies, we have been reconciled to God through the death of his son, much rather have been reconciled, we shall be saved in the power of his life.
所以这个生命是带我们走平安的路。
So this life guides us to walk the way of peace.
当然这一段话更清楚的就应该到罗马书第八章去。
Of course, to be more clear about this verse, we should go to Book of Romans chapter 8.
但这里给我们看到，这里在救恩的有两个层次的，一个是因着主耶稣的血得称义，得拯救。
So here we see two levels of salvation. First one is to be by the precious blood of the Lord that it can be, we can be justified and be saved.
那另外一个层次呢，就是因着神儿子的生命来得拯救。
And next level is that by the life of God that we can be saved.
那这个得拯救呢，是叫我们因着这个生命可以走平安的路。
And this kind of being safe is so that we can walk the way of peace by his life.
我想因为时间的缘故，那我今天应该要停在这里。
Because of time, I should stop here for now.
愿主真是教我们，带我们进入这个平安的路的实际，不但有认识，而且进入这个实际。
May the Lord teach us so we can enter into the reality of the way of peace, not only understand, but we can enter in.
我们有个祷告。
Let's pray.
我们赞美感谢感谢赞美归给你。
Lord, we give you thanksgiving and praises.
你的道路实在高过人的道路。
Your way is truly higher than our way.
你的意念高过人的意念。
And your thoughts higher than man's thoughts.
如果不是你把你的话向我们解开，许多我们该认识的，我们还是不能认识。
If not because you opened up your words to us, that what we should understand, we still cannot.
我们求主，不但解开你的话，而且是给我们第一手的认识。
We do pray that not only you opened up your words, but also give us the first-hand understanding.
你看为好，你也给我们回头的亮光。
And if you think that's good, then give us light as we look back.
愿你的教会，愿圣徒之间充满了基督的平安，充满了神的平安。
May your church and the saints are filled by your peace, by the peace of God and by the peace of Christ.
真是像你的话说的，是平安的神快要将撒旦践踏在你们的脚下。
Just like what you have said, that the God of peace will bruise Satan surely under your feet shortly.
求主做那人所不能做的工作。
Do pray you do the work that man cannot do.
谢谢你。奉主耶稣基督宝贵的名。
We thank you, pray in the precious name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.